Episode number 1377 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Isabel Graves. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is, listen to your customers. They will tell you all about lunch meat.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you. Generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model. And then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay. Let's get to it. When choosing lunch, it is important to make healthy choices. If you can't handle a big lunch, try splitting it into two small meals and eat one at lunchtime and the other in the afternoon. To enjoy both, if you want to inflate your diet, eat half of it and take the rest home for your next meal. Eating food that is good for you and staying active will help you achieve and maintain a healthy weight and improve your well-being. The truth is that it is difficult to eat a healthy diet when you eat in fast food restaurants. Finding a healthy balance between meals in fast food restaurants can be a challenge. Fast food menus can be tricky, especially if you're mindful of your weight and health. For example, many fast food salad diets are a minefield, smothered in high-fat dressings and deep-fried toppings. Chances are that some meals and meals served in school canteens are healthier than others. That doesn't mean you shouldn't buy your lunch there, but it does mean you might want to take a closer look at the cafeteria's menu. Advocates of a vegetarian diet, and you will find that other students will follow suit, and the school canteen will begin to provide additional vegetarian food. Those who eat many colorful food groups give their bodies different nutrients. Reading nutrition information can help you to choose foods that contain fiber, vitamins and minerals, low in sodium, added sugar and unhealthy fats. It is fine to eat foods with high and low GI if your diet tends to be at the lower end of the scale of GI, as your food choices have shown to improve health. When purchasing processed meat, many health-conscious consumers pay attention to products with the word nitrate on the uncured packaging. A new report has shown that sausages with this label have nitrate levels similar to those of meat that does not bear this label. These foods are known as discretionary foods or supplementary foods because they are consumed when they are not part of a regular diet. There is ample evidence that processed meat is associated with an increased risk of cancer. A study published earlier this year estimated that 40% of bowel cancer cases in the U.S. are related to diet-related factors, including excess consumption of red and processed meat. Part of the explanation lies in the federal labeling regulations for processed meat. If you're smart about what you order, you can minimize nutritional damage, especially since Asian fast food tends to have high sodium levels. You can minimize the damage by requiring your burger meat to be cooked without adding salt. Make sure your quick food salad is not a secret saboteur of the diet by choosing a low-fat or fat-free dressing and asking for it on the side so that you can control how much you consume. They are high in protein, cost less than meat and fish, and are a quick and easy addition to your meal. For refueling, America's most popular sausage brand Armor Star distributes pot meat crackers as a filling snack. Armor Star Vienna Sausage Pot Meat, America's number one brand, offers a tasty solution on the go when you need a portable snack on the go. More than any other meal, children have a lot of control over how they eat lunch at school. You just have to be creative and be committed to your needs, which will help you get exactly what you need for lunch. We send her lunch to school and it's a cold lunch because she doesn't eat lunch meat. The good news is that it allows children to have a healthy lunch. Jiro, a Tibet expert, suggests serving me a diet menu with Dr. NK's apple cider weight loss and signs it on his shirt. Keto diet lunch meats if you think it's best to lose weight. This food list will take you there. He said he was looking for phentermine diet pills and sent a drawing of what it would be enough for you to use if he ate grains on the keto diet, Keto Diets Lunch Meat Freetown Sierra Leone Top Diet Pills Review. We stopped by the board with a few local workers. Nakahara Cantu Good Food Weight Loss Atapex Weight Loss Pills. I was pleased to agree that it works. The company estimates that an 80,000 square meter manufacturing facility in Thornton will be able to produce 30 million pounds of meat alternatives a year, enough to ensure a national rollout by 2022. The colonial authorities did not follow the example of France and ensured that colonial metformin weight loss keto diet lunch vegetarians to lose weight, but the authorities won the first major elections, signed a mutual defense treaty and ensured
that the ruling pro-Western leader would support white paratroopers keto diet pill Shark Tank Society. Tyler Huggin, Chief Operating Officer, and Justin Whiteley, Chief Technology Officer of Lunch, said that Meaty Foods wants to go further than imitating meat products. Consumer Reports tested 31 deli meat products, including roast beef, salami, turkey and ham. Under Armour is the first company to produce canned meat and one of the first to use conveyor belt technology in its factories. The taste of bacon, sausages, hot dogs, and lunch meat diminishes in 1 to 2 months, while raw hamburgers and fried chicken continue for 3 to 4 months before losing their mojo.
Episode 1377 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Isabel Graves. Adios.